Picture a young boy, Lucas, only 13 years old, facing a challenge that most of us couldn't even begin to fathom. This kid, battling a type of brain cancer that's as relentless as it is ruthless, finds himself at the forefront of a medical miracle. Now, I'm talking about brainstem glioma, a monster of a disease that sets up shop in the very core of our being, the brainstem, where it controls the essentials of life itself. Lucas's journey, it's something else. It's a story that unfolds like a drama, filled with moments of despair, hope, and eventually triumph. From Belgium, this young fighter was diagnosed with a rare and deadly brain cancer, known as diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma, or DIPTV for short, at the tender age of 6. This kind of cancer, it doesn't play fair. It's aggressive, with most kids not making it past a year after being diagnosed. But Lucas, he wasn't just any statistic. Enter the Biomed trial, a beacon of hope in the dark world of DIPPG. This trial was testing new drugs on the block, and Lucas, he got a shot at something groundbreaking. The drug everolimus, it worked wonders for him, making his tumor vanish as if it were just a bad dream. This wasn't just good luck. It was a miracle in motion, thanks to an extremely rare mutation in Lucas's tumor that made it vulnerable to the treatment. Now, what does this mean for the rest of us? It's a game changer, a glimpse into the future of fighting cancer. Researchers are on the case, studying Lucas's unique genetic makeup, trying to replicate this miracle for others. They're working on creating tumor organoids, mini versions of the real thing, in the lab, aiming to tailor treatments that are as personal as a handwritten letter. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. This story, as much as it's about victory, it's also about the reality of medical breakthroughs. They don't happen overnight. From discovery to a drug hitting the shelves, we're talking a decade or more of hard work, dedication, and, most importantly, Lucas's story, it's not just a medical case. It's a beacon of hope. It's a testament to the power of science, of never giving up, and of believing in the impossible. For those out there fighting their own battles, Lucas's journey is a reminder that miracles can and do happen, and for the medical community, it's a call to arms to keep pushing the boundaries of what we know, to save lives, and to make the impossible possible. So as we look ahead, let's carry Lucas's story with us. It's a narrative that doesn't just belong to him or to those who treated him. It belongs to all of us. It's a story of hope, resilience, and the endless possibilities that lie within the realm of medical science. And let me tell you, in a world that can sometimes feel dark and uncertain, Lucas's story, it's a shining light guiding the way forward.